You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to this Apple Watch version 3 demonstration. And in this demonstration, I want to show you the new app for the Apple Watch version 3, which is the breathing app. So first of all, I'll take you through how you can set it up via the watch app on your iPhone, and I'll show you how to access it on the Apple Watch from the home button or as a complication or from the dock. And I'll most likely do it from the dock, which is a new function replacing the friends button with the dock button, which is a way of keeping your 10 most used apps that you want to use all the time very quickly just on one straight menu by just pressing the dock rectangular button on the side of the Apple Watch. First of all, let me just grab my iPhone here, and I'm just going to ask Siri to open up the Apple Watch watch app. Hey Siri, open watch.
Watch, my watch, heading.
All right, so I'm on the, let me touch the bottom left-hand side tab of my screen.
Selected, my watch, tab.
So I'm on my watch, so if I go to the top of my screen.
My watch, heading.
And then flick through till I get down to the list of default apps that comes with the watch.
Settings, search field, David's Apple Watch 40, my faces, edit faces, modular, mini mouse, Mickey Mouse, X large, complication, notification, app layout, dock, general. Brightness and tech, sounds and passcode, privacy, activity, breathe, button.
Okay, there's the breathe app, one finger double tap.
Selected, breathe, my watch, back button.
And if I flick through to the right.
Breathe, heading, breathe reminders, every 5 hours, button.
Okay, breathe reminders every 5 hours. And as the name suggests, it's to let you breathe in and out in respect to when the Apple Watch vibrates when you're breathing in. And then when it's not vibrating, you breathe out. So you breathe in on the vibration haptic taps and you breathe out in between them. It'll become clear when I do it myself. So this is to remind you every 5 hours to breathe. If I double tap on that interval,
breathe reminders. Breathe.
I'm going to flick back through button. To the right.
Breathe reminders. Heading. None.
I've got none.
Every hour.
Every hour.
Every 3 hours.
Every 3 hours.
Selected. Every 5 hours.
Every 5 hours.
Every 7 hours.
And every 7 hours. Okay, so I'm going to change mine to every hour.
Selected. Every 5 hours.
Flicking back to the left.
Every 3 hours. Every hour. Every hour.
And one finger double tap on 1 hour.
Selected. Every hour.
And flick back to the left.
None. Breathe reminders. Heading. Breathe. Back button.
One finger double tap
breathe.
On the back button.
Breathe. My watch. Back button.
And flick through the right.
Breathe. Heading. Breathe reminders. Every hour. Weebly summary. Breathe reminders. Every hour.
Okay.
Button.
Every hour.
Weebly summary. On.
Weekly summary. I don't need a weekly summary about my breathing for the moment, so I'm going to one finger double tap to turn it off.
Off.
If I flick to the right.
Every Monday, the weekly summary gives you a brief recap of your breathe sessions from the previous week.
Okay, so it's a summary of your breathing session from the previous week. I don't really need it at the moment, so I've just turned that off.
Breath rate, 7 breaths per minute. Button.
Okay, breathing rate is 7 breaths per minute. And again, you can adjust this. So if I double tap on that.
Selected, breath rate, breathe,
and
back
flick through to the right.
Breath rate. Heading, 4 breaths per minute.
4 breaths per minute.
5 breaths per minute.
5.
6 breaths per minute.
6.
Selected, 7 breaths per minute.
7.
8 breaths per minute.
8.
9 breaths per minute.
9.
10 breaths per minute.
10.
Selected, my watch, 10 breaths per minute.
Or 10, okay? So depending on how good your breathing is, or in any situation you want to slow or speed up a little bit, then you can adjust this. So I'm going to change mine to 8.
9 breaths per minute, 8 breaths per minute.
One finger double tap on
selected.
That one. One finger double tap
breathe,
on the back button.
Breathe, my watch, back button.
Flick through to the right again.
Breathe, heading, breathe reminders, every hour, weekly summary, off. Every Monday, the weekly summary give breath rate, 8 breaths per minute, haptics, prominent, button.
Haptics are prominent. Now if I double tap on that one.
Selected, haptics, breathe,
and if I flick
button,
through to the right.
Haptics, none.
I've got no haptics.
Minimal.
Minimal.
Selected, prominent.
Or prominent. I know I like having mine on prominent, so I'm going to leave mine there for the moment. And of course, you could just double tap on the one that you want to turn on.
Breathe, breathe.
And flick through the right again.
Breathe, heading. Breathe reminders. Every hour. Weekly summary. Off. Every Monday, the weekly summary get breath rate. 8 breaths per minute. Haptics. Prominent. Use previous duration. On.
And this is used previous duration. If I flick to the right.
When this is on, every new breathe session will default to the duration of your previously completed session.
Okay, so it'll default to the duration of your previous breathing session if you've got this turned on. I actually don't want to use that one, so I'm going to flip back to the left.
Use previous duration.
And I'm going to turn that one off.
Off.
Okay, flip to the right again.
When this is on, every new breathe session will default to the duration of your previously completed session. Selected. My watch.
Okay, and down to the bottom of my tabs again. So that's basically ready to go. So I'm just going to go back to the top.
My watch. Back button.
And just keep the things nice and tight and go back to the main watch face screen of the watch app. And I'm just going to leave it running anyway. So I'm just going to lock my iPhone. Okay, that's locked. So I said you can get to the breathing app in several ways. You can get to it if you've got it as a complication on your watch face. You can get to it on the home screen of the Apple Watch itself by pressing your digital crown from the clock face, from the watch face screen. Or if, like me, you've got it set up under your dock, you can get it via the dock button, which I said was the replacement for the old friends button, which doesn't exist anymore as far as the software functionality is concerned. So I'm going to press my rectangular dock button on the side of my Apple Watch here, right next to my digital crown.
1:16 p.m.
And I've woken up the watch. I'm going to press it again.
Dock. Find friends.
So I've currently got my 10 favorite apps on my dock. And I, as I said in other demos, I'll go through a demo of the dock in another demo. So I flick to the left.
Breathe.
There's my Breathe app. I've just got this for the sake of knowing where I am in alphabetical order. So I'm going to do one finger double tap on Breathe.
Breathe.
So I touch towards the top of the screen.
Breathe.
I flick to the right.
Breathe time, 1 minute, adjustable.
Okay, now as I adjust the breathe timer here, it's going to tell me how many breaths I'm going to be doing. So if I now flick back to the left.
8 breaths.
8 breaths per minute, because remember I actually chose on the watch app on my iPhone that I was going to do 8 breaths per minute. So I flick back to the right.
Breathe time, 1 minute,
and I flick up.
Breathe time, 2 minutes.
That's 2 minutes. So if I now flip back to the left.
16 breaths.
Okay, cool. 16 breaths because I'm doing 2 minutes. So I flip back to the right.
Breathe time, 2 minutes.
Adjustable. And of course, each time I adjust it, it's going to go up by 8 because that's my default breaths per minute. So let's just see how far we can go up on the slider. So I'm going to flick up.
Breathe time, 3 minutes. Breathe time, 4 minutes. Breathe time, 5 minutes.
Okay, so that's it. Breathe time, 5 minutes. If I flick back to left, according to my calculations, that should be 40.
40 breaths.
And it is indeed, so I can do 40 breaths. So for this demo, I'm going to do 1 minute. So I'm going to flip back to the right.
Breathe time, 5 minutes.
And flick adjustable. Down.
Breathe time, 4 minutes. Breathe time, 3 minutes. Breathe time, 2 minutes. Breathe time, 1 minute.
Okay, so I flip by the left, it's going to say 8.
8 breaths.
Okay, which is correct. So I flip to the right.
Breathe time, 1. Start button.
Okay, we've got a start button. Now what's going to happen is when I hit start, it's going to vibrate for me when I breathe in, and then I breathe out on where it's not vibrating. So I breathe in and then breathe out when it's not vibrating. So it'll become clearer when I actually started doing it. Now I'm going to hold it closer to the mic, so you hopefully can hear the vibrations.
Start button. Be still and bring your attention to your breath.
So breathing in.
Now, inhale along with the taps on your wrist. Exhale between taps.
Okay, that's it.
Summary.
But basically, really, that haptic feedback is going to be felt on your wrist, and it's honestly not that loud. It's quite discreet on your wrist. So I touch towards the top of my screen.
Summary.
So summary, flick to the right.
So far today, 2 minutes.
So far today, I've done 2 minutes of breathing.
Heart rate, 68 BPM.
Heart rate has been 68 beats per minute.
Breathe again. Button.
And I can breathe again in order to do another session, or I can just close the app by just pressing the digital crown.
Watch face.
And then if I want to go back into it again, I can just press my dock button again. So I watch.
Breathe.
And it's going to go back to breathe because that was the last app I used on my dock. And I can do one finger double tap again.
Breathe.
And touch towards the top of my watch face.
Breathe.
Flick to the right.
Breathe time, 1 minute. Adjustable.
And here again, when we first started off, I can then adjust the time that I want to breathe to between 1 to 5 minutes, of course, multiplying by the amount of breaths that you've got chosen.
2 minutes. Today lasted 1:27 p.m. Red heart suit, 68 BPM.
Okay, that's just the information about the last time.
Start button.
And there's the start button. And if you want to know where it is, if you drag your finger around the screen, if I come to the bottom of my screen as it is on my watch closest to me,
start button.
There's the start button, so you can touch on it straight away to start another breathing session. I'm not going to do that for the moment. I'm just going to press my dock button to go back to my
dock. Breathe.
Because I can. Or I could have just pressed the digital crown once.
Watch face. 1:31
p.m. Go back to my watch face. Put my watch to sleep by putting my hand over the screen. And that completes this bit of a run through of the new breathing app to get you to pay attention to your breathing. That completes this demo of the new breathing app. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.